You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're waiting for your question or comment. Our lines are open. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment's brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We'd love to hear from you at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. Hey, I have a favor to ask.
Yes.
So I just went on one of my little rantlets about why you should opt in to hassle-free returns. But why am I doing this? Why don't you, who so loves hassle-free returns and know exactly what I'm talking about, why don't you call in and try to convince those fellow sellers of ours who aren't using it the way they should be? So it's not just me. I mean, you know, should be. I want to hear from other sellers who are opted in and want to convince
good idea
their fellow sellers to
give us a call. We need a convinced team.
A convinced team?
Yes, a convinced team. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Griff, we have some more contact us, but we also have a phone call. I want to take one of the contact us because it's relevant.
Yes, please.
To something that I haven't spoken about yet today. New listener, Corrine in Southfield, Michigan, why can't I get into the chat room? You must join the eBay Radio group to get into our chat room. And if you want to join the eBay Radio group, it's very easy. You go to ebayradio.com. It'll ask you to sign in through the community link just underneath the group's name. Even if you're already signed into eBay, it's going to ask you to do that. Then you click the Join Group button, and your membership will be approved shortly thereafter. Then you can join us on the chat board during live shows and read the eBay Radio newsletter, which on Tuesdays contains the secret word. So this is all very important. So again, go to ebayradio.com, sign in through the community link. Even if you're already signed into eBay, then click the Join Group button, and that's all you have to do.
That's all.
Within a short period of time, you'll be approved, I'm sure. I don't think we've ever not approved anyone.
Good question. I wonder if we haven't.
I don't think we have disapproved of anyone. Tom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a gentleman we would never disapprove of, known as Black and Gold Gifts, is on the line with us. Hey, Tom, what's your question or comment?
Hi, Griffin Lee. I'm actually part of your convinced team.
Okay, great.
That's what you're calling it. First off, just let me say, there are only so many hours in a day, and the more you sell, the less time you have to do everything. So anytime I can not have to do something, that's great. It frees up a little bit of time. So I looked at the hassle-free returns program, and when I say I looked at it, I went to hassle-free returns. I used Google to get there. It was real easy. eBay hassle-free returns, and I read up on it. I didn't see any reason not to try it. I would never go back. This is you either accept returns or you don't. If you don't accept returns, this is irrelevant. But if you do accept returns, why would you want to put an extra step in the process?
So your reason is because it saves time, and that is a very good reason.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about it. Would you want your buyers to contact you first and say, can I please buy this, or would you want them to just click buy? Obviously, you just want them to click buy because you don't want to waste time.
Absolutely.
But the hassle-free returns works wonders.
Tom, thank you for being our first convincer.
You are a convincer.
We appreciate it.
A convincer.
And it makes a lot of sense. Anything that saves time is a good idea.
Thanks, Tom.
Absolutely.
Tom, thank you. Tom, I understand your dad passed away.
Yes.
And I want to tell everyone listening right now what a good son you were to him, Tom. Taking care of him for years and to the end, and I'm very sorry that he has passed, but please know you're a good son. I say so. Thank you, Tom. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Chris in Victoria, Texas, known on eBay as veteran.at.home. Chris is a first-time caller and a brand-new listener. Chris, we really appreciate it. What's your question or comment today?
Yes. I don't know how much you've covered this in the past. I'm sure a lot because it's come up a lot. But, I mean, what are your feelings on the whole drop shipping aspect? And, you know, does it really have to be limited to the Amazon/eBay world?
What are you talking about, limited?
You know, how do I explain this? I'm going through a program right now, probably not a good idea, but I'm going through a program now, and they specifically request that we go from Amazon to eBay and all of that. Can you see it expanding from there?
I have no idea what you're
okay,
you
okay,
to be a little
so
bit more detailed.
Chris, do you mean that you're going to attempt to use drop shipping?
Yes.
And you're going to sell it on eBay and Amazon. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're saying, is there any way to expand even that? Chris, you shouldn't be worried about that right now, because you can make a living on eBay. You shouldn't be worried about how to expand it later. You should get started now. Have you started yet selling on eBay?
I have.
And you have a drop shipper right now?
Yes.
And you're happy with them?
I can't complain. I mean,
good.
It worries me sometimes, but.
So you want to be able to sell to people outside of either marketplace, what, like on your own website?
No. Okay, let's retract. Okay, I want to sell on eBay and Amazon from other websites besides, you know, the core Amazon, eBay.
You have your own website and sell from a website, have your listings linked from your website?
No, that's...
Is that what you're asking?
No. You're going to have to be a lot clearer, because obviously both Lee and I are really confused about what you're asking.
Okay, say there is an outside source like Walmart.com.
Right,
Is it possible to drop ship from, you know, suppliers like that, or Overstock, or...
Well, there's a risk. So there.
Okay.
So Walmart.com is a retail outlet.
Yes.
So there's, I don't know if Walmart.com has a drop shipping program. I doubt they do. What you would be doing is kind of inelegant. You'd be advertising products that are available on Walmart.com on eBay. And I'm not going to talk about that in a marketplace. It's not Amazon Radio. It's eBay Radio. Thanks. You want to sell products that Walmart.com has. And then what's going to happen is, you sell the product to somebody on eBay, and then you're going to ask Walmart.com. You're going to buy it from them at that point, and then have it shipped to your buyer. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I'm asking.
Yeah, that's not going to be a smart move.
Okay.
Only because there's too much that can go wrong. Walmart's not set up to actually provide product that way to marketplaces. They're a competitor of eBay's and Amazon.
Okay.
So I wouldn't recommend that, actually. What a lot of people do is they'll go to a retail store, like a big box store like Sam's Clubs or maybe Walmart, or we talked last week about TJ Maxx and Marshall's. Sellers will go there and buy product and then ship it themselves. But I think from what I know about how their markets are structured and how that would work trying to sell that product on eBay, I think you're setting yourself up for some difficulties if you were to try to do that.
Okay, I completely understand.
For example, say you found a product on Walmart.com. We'll use them as an example, and then you're going to list that product on eBay. You don't really have the product, and your plan is to have if somebody buys it, is you're going to buy it from Walmart.com and have it shipped to that other party. While your listing is up, Walmart, because they owe you nothing, can decide that they no longer have it, or they could be out of stock, in which case you're going to take the hit on eBay. So I definitely wouldn't. That's just one example of something that can go wrong.
Yes, sir. I understand. Appreciate it.
But that being said, there's tons of drop shipping options out there. You can find your own manufacturers that are willing to... I mean, there are companies that advertise themselves as quote-unquote dropshippers, but there's other companies that's just their business model, where you find somebody who's a manufacturer who has no intention of being a retailer. They want to sell wholesale to other businesses who then sell retail. There's more than enough of those out there that you should be able to make a business.
Chris, are you homebound?
I am not.
Okay. Because your ID is veteran.at.home, and I was just wondering if
I am, but I mean for the most part, I don't have much inventory, you know, of my own.
Right.
And that's kind of why I wanted to start the drop shipping.
Well, let us know how it goes, Chris.
Thank you very much.
And keep in touch. We certainly appreciate a first-time caller and a brand-new listener as well. We appreciate it. Call anytime, Chris. Thank you very much for being with us today. 888-RADIO-30 is our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30. Sherry in San Jose, California, known on eBay as My Little General Store. Hey, Sherry, what's your question or comment?
Well, hi, Lee and Chris. Thanks for having us on. I wanted to be one of the ones that promoted that hassle-free return.
Yay!
As a seller of 12 years, and I sell high-end designer clothing, I do have that challenge sometimes with people returning because it didn't fit or whatever the situation is. And it's so easy because it's pretty much taken care of through the hassle-free return. And I don't get problems with them doing item as not described. And if by some chance that is a situation where they are using that reason, eBay has backed me up because I am using hassle-free returns.
Perfect.
We like it. Thank you so much,
Jerry, for that endorsement. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We're going to keep on keeping on with the open lines. Call us at 888-723-4630 and tell us how you think. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, you need to know what's happening, when, and where. That's why we created the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find the Seller Events Calendar under the Seller Resources tab. For the full skinny, click on the name of the event. If you'd like to submit an event, click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any Archives page. Then fill out the web form. The eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. It's what's happening for eBay sellers.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your calls and comments are the only things we care about. If the show's a failure, it's all your fault, baby, not ours. Here are the hosts, Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com postage from your PC. We are ready, willing, and eager, of course, to take your toll-free call at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630. We had some questions and comments on the chat board regarding hassle-free returns, and one of them is going to give me the opportunity to go into a mini rantlet. Are you ready for that?
I'm ready for the mini rantlet.
The mini, mini rantlet. Let me see if I can bring it up here. This is indicative of many sellers who say, I'm never going to take returns because it's going to cause trouble. So here's I'm going to read it to you. I do not offer hassle-free returns. My feedback has been 100% positive with 643 feedbacks. I list my items, especially used items, accurately, which keeps my customers happy. If I have an item that is questionable, I make sure that the buyer is aware of the condition before I ship it out. As a buyer on eBay, sometimes I get buyer remorse. So that particular paragraph has a lot of telling statements in it. The next paragraph, sorry, no returns will be accepted until further notice. I am sure that if I accepted returns, my sales would go up, but I would always be worried that a buyer changed his mind. I need to be able to sleep at night. And my question to a seller with that attitude would be, so if you do get a buyer that's unhappy, you're just going to leave them staying with the unhappiness. So they bought an item from you, whether it's item remorse, buyer remorse, who cares? Buyer remorse is valid, by the way, especially in a situation where no, the buyer doesn't get to actually see the item until it's shipped to them. So I get sellers who tell me buyer remorse is not a valid reason for a buyer to be unhappy.
Sure it is.
That's bull crap. Of course it is. It's totally a valid reason. So, and you yourself admit that sometimes you get buyer remorse. You're right about one thing, that if you accept returns, your sales will go up. Our own data proves that. Buyers who do not accept returns sell less on eBay. Where you are wrong is that if you offer returns, suddenly your statement indicates that you're going to be inundated with people changing their minds. Let me disabuse you of that notion, because not only does the data not support that at eBay, but actually it doesn't make any sense. What it says is that buyers go through the hassle of looking for an item on eBay, paying for it, and then waiting for it, just so when they can get it, they can change their minds. That's ridiculous. Buyers on eBay buy things because they want things. They want this item. They need this item. They're not buying it so they can get it and change their mind. They're getting it so they can get what they're looking for. There is nobody on eBay who describes their item as completely as I do. There is no one on eBay whose photographs are not as good as mine. And I know that sounds like bragging, and it is. I'm just going to come right out and say it. I will bend over backwards for my buyers. I offer hassle-free returns for any reason, including you don't like the item. You get it and it doesn't work for you. Because as a human being, I can't live with myself. If I sell an item to someone, they get it in the mail and they're not happy with it, I can't sleep at night if they're unhappy. It's not that I can't sleep. I don't lose sleep worrying that people are going to return things to me. I lose sleep if I have unhappy buyers, because that says I am not a good person. I'm on earth to make people unhappy, and I'm not. That's not my purpose in life, and it's not the purpose of my selling. And no seller who wants to be successful should ever have that as their driving ethos, their creed, if you would, about how they're going to conduct business. I can't sleep at night if my buyers are not happy. Ship the item back to me, and I pay for return shipping. And no one, like I said, my descriptions are as descriptive. I sell used men's apparel and shoes. There couldn't be more descriptive. Doesn't matter to me. If you get the item and you're not happy, you may send it back. I will pay for it, and I give you 25% off your next item. Because not only do I want you to be happy, I want you to remember your experience with me as a good one. It matters to me. So if you're a seller who says, no, I'm not going to do that because what matters to me is my own peace of mind, I would ask you to really take a good look at why you're in business. And I know, you know, some people are going to get this. They're just going to get it up their nose and they're going to say, how dare you insult me and how dare you call into question my ethics? I have no choice. Because your business ethics, if you do not take returns for buyer remorse, your business ethics are questionable. And I know that's hard to hear, but it's the truth.
But it,
and you got to reexamine them.
But you know, Griff, I mean, I agree with everything you're saying.
Yes.
But I think you're being a little too hard.
You think so?
On them, just a little, and I'll tell you why.
All right, tell me why, good
when
cop.
When we become, and it's, this isn't being good cop. This is being an entrepreneurial person who's been a serial entrepreneur half her life, okay? When you first start out becoming an entrepreneur, you don't realize these things sometimes, Griff. The customer is always right. Selfridge had a point. When you first start selling and you're selling your kids' clothes out of the garage or whatever, you don't have that entrepreneurial mindset. The first thing you need to do to get your entrepreneurial hat on is that the customer's always right. That is the first thing you have to do.
Right.
But
and
they don't know it, Griff. They don't know it.
Well, and if you
truthfully, part of what this show is supposed to be about is helping you become, get that entrepreneurial mindset.
Absolutely.
And part of that is the customer has got to be, I mean, you've got to, I almost used a horrible old expression.
Go ahead, use it.
You got to have, you know, your nose up there. What, I mean, you need to take care of them. Their every whim, really, if you think of it that way. And so all I'm saying is don't be too hard on these people who don't get it yet. They will get it. If they are going to be successful in business, they'll get it.
That's true.
And we're hoping that...
And I can't convert everyone. And, you know, I've learned that years ago. I do my best. When I get on my soapbox, I am dramatic.
Hey, and even...
I am.
Even if you piss a few people off, they're going to go back and they're going to think about it and they're going to come back and they're going to say, you know, you're right. Because you are. Everything you said is right.
So here's another one. This is another seller says, okay, so I'm understanding this right. Does the following mean they can choose before they ship the item back? It was not as described. And the managed return system will automatically charge the seller for the full return shipment. Yes, that's what will happen. And either whether you're using, whether it's an open case or whether it's through hassle-free returns. If they choose item is not as described, then the seller pays for shipping. However, there is built into the into hassle-free returns a dispute process. So if you suspect that the buyer is choosing item not as described just so that they can get out of paying for return shipping, then you can dispute that and have eBay adjudicate the return. And if it's ruled in your favor, and I know because, look, I helped build this product, so I know how it works. If it is found in the seller's favor, then the buyer is charged for the shipping. I'm not interested in causing that kind of thought in my buyer's mind, so I just state right up front, I'll pay for return shipping. And I sell mostly shirts, but occasionally I sell heavy items. I sell once a year, I go through my inventory of Oriental rugs and I offer them for sale, and I sell most of what I list. These are expensive to ship. They're $50 to $100 or more. But if a buyer gets a rug and they don't want it, I'll pay for the return shipping back and I'll make it up on something else. In some situations, this person writes, eBay will pick up the tab for return shipping. For example, if a buyer chooses your item description as the reason for the return, to avoid paying for return shipping, just click the report a return issue. It's a dispute a return issue link on the return process flow. An eBay customer support agent will investigate and get back to you promptly. If it's found in your favor, eBay will pay for the return shipping. Great. So that doesn't mean you constantly have to battle the eBay review team because the buyers want to choose this every time to avoid paying return shipping. Uh-oh. Okay, again, let me disabuse you of the notion. Even sellers who require buyers pay for return shipping for buyer remorse, the majority, this is the reason why we did hassle-free returns, so we could track this data. And the data shows that a lion's share of the returns that are done on eBay are done for buyer remorse, not as item not described. And sellers who have opted into this process and have selected that the buyer will pay for return shipping for buyer remorse, for using hassle-free returns, see very little, if any, seller, buyer saying, item not as described as an attempt to get out of paying for return shipping. So, you know, there is a tendency, and it's a human tendency, to believe the worst in every situation. So you're looking at a situation like, should I try hassle-free returns? Oh, everything's going to go wrong. Well, I'll admit that that's a human, you know, we don't want risk, and we're gonna think of the worst case scenarios. But there's also a tendency for us to conflate the possibility, the probability, into something that's going to be catastrophic. Well, if that was the case, I would see it myself as a seller, and I don't. But of course, then again, as I said, I pay for return shipping for my sales on eBay. By the way, my return rate is under 2%.
And don't be stubborn. Don't be stubborn about it. If you haven't used hassle-free returns and you're just thinking of every excuse in the world not to do it, stop down, take a deep breath, put your entrepreneur hat on, and say, maybe there's something to this. Yeah. People are calling in to convince me. Griff is trying to convince me. Why don't I try it?
Right. You should at least test it.
And somebody else wants to be on your convinced team?
Yes, please.
eBetsy, Dallas, Texas, wants to be a member of the convinced team. eBetsy, your question or comment, please.
Yes, I want to be on the convinced team. I love hassle-free returns. And my return rate, our return rate as Acquisitor is very, very low, less than 1%. And we have seen absolutely no increase.
Hold your thought. Sorry to put you back on hold, Betsy.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
She's been on
this for segment. Was brought to you by Stamps.com, posted from your PC. We're here for you at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
I'm a buyer and a seller on eBay. When I receive items that have been packed carefully, it says a lot about the person who sent it. And when I send items to my customers, I take the time to wrap them carefully. And I know just where to go for all of my shipping supplies. There's truly only one place. Bubble Fast. They're family-owned and operated. And they care about getting your supplies to you promptly. And if you're not sure about what you need, give them a call. And if by chance they don't have what you need, they'll do their very best to help you find it. Bubble Fast are top-rated sellers and have been providing shipping shipping supplies to the eBay community since 1999. BubbleFast has bubble mailers and bubble cushioning, foam rolls, packing peanuts, boxes, tape, and one of my favorite products is the famous box sizer tool that easily cuts boxes to the exact size I need. Most of their customers are eBay sellers, and they're successful because they listen to their customers. Call BubbleFast now, toll-free, 877-599-SHIP. That's 877-599-SHIP. BubbleFast for all of your shipping supplies.